The UFC is the ultimate fighting championship. It is the premier kind of mixed martial arts show in the world at the moment, and they're kind of spreading out and becoming more and more popular. They've definitely helped raise the UK mixed martial arts profile and seen up a lot. But for me, it's the organization what I compete for, and I compete in mixed martial arts, which is a collection of combat sports under one sanctioned rules, and it's what I do for my living, and it's what I love to do. So.
So you're one of the newer kind of British guys competing in UFC. How does it happen? How do you get a call from somebody and says, "Oh, we've seen you fighting in some shows in Britain and stuff. We want to bring it to the UFC." How does it work?
Basically, it works along those lines. You either get in contact with them, and or they get in contact with you, and you basically just fight on the local scene, and until you've had kind of enough fights, or you've performed well enough for them to take notice of you.
And you started your UFC career in the British shows. Is that right?
My first fight was in Dublin, in Ireland, and then my second one was in Germany, then Manchester, and my most recent one was over in Vegas, so I had my first one in America.
And that went really, really well, didn't it, that American debut? You took on a guy called Diego Sanchez. I think you went in really as a big underdog, but put in a really impressive performance.
Yes, obviously, I trained very hard for that kind of competition. We brought a lot of good people in to train against and just get everything right and get the style right of what he was going to do, and obviously get my things to kind of counteract it. We got a very strong team at London Street Fighters. It's a London-based team, and obviously the preparation went great for that, and I pulled out a victory.
One of the criticisms perhaps of British fighters in the last few years in the UFC has been that there hasn't really been a strong kind of wrestling background. Now, when I talk about wrestling, I'm not talking about Hulk Hogan and what Brock Lesnar used to do. I'm talking about, you know, collegiate kind of Olympic-style wrestling and things like that. But you've got a rugby background. Tell us a bit about your rugby background and how that's helped you in your MMA career.
I think just from an athletic point of view, like the rugby kind of helped me just from being able to take hits and be multi-directional as well. But other than that, it kind of stops there. Obviously, wrestling is an Olympic sport, and it's something what is very big in Europe, actually. It's something which we slightly miss out in the UK, but it's definitely getting stronger and stronger every year, and especially as mixed martial arts kind of grows in popularity and the wrestling kind of side of things gets stronger as well in that. It definitely helps a lot of the UK fighters. So, I think wrestling is a great sport. It's great that America do it in kind of school and high school, and I wish they'd do it a bit more over here, but it's something we can all work on, and it's something which we all have been working on. We're getting a lot better at it.
We're looking ahead to UFC 120, I think the numbers are now. London, what, upwards of 16,000 people there or something. Tell us about the fight you're involved in, the guy you're going to fight.
Mike Carr is my opponent for this next fight, and he's incredibly experienced. He's had about 12 or 13 years of actual mixed martial arts combat experience. He's fought some of the best people in the world, and he's actually got a lot of victories through submissions. So it's definitely something which I've kind of been training for and I'm looking out for, and I've just been training and going to be putting in a good performance on 16th of October. So,
how much of an advantage is it fighting on home soil against a guy who's come from overseas? Because I guess they've got to do as much of their training as possible and then come over here and try and find a camp to kind of start training, whereas you're going to be in your home camp for all the way up to the fight, I guess.
I don't think it has too much of an advantage. You know, obviously, as long as you kind of get the jet lag out of the way and get used to that, then I don't think other than that the advantages end there. You know, you can train a lot of the stuff in almost anywhere, and it's always easy to find a gym which you can just do some practice at as well. But other than that, I believe the advantage ends there.